You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Femoids Attack by Dick Move. And in the studio, we've got Justin from Dick Move. Kia ora, how are you?
Howdy, comrades.
Welcome to the year that is 2021. We were just talking about it off air, but it is off to a good start because we're talking about a very awesome gig that's happening tonight called Sweet Treats Punk Night. And it is it's put on by you as Sweet Treats. Maybe do you want to tell us a little bit about what Sweet Treats is as a kind of a concept?
Right. At the moment it's quite a nebulous thing, but what I want it to be is an art collective.
Cool.
So we can do music and all that entails, and plus other things, zines and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then also combined with political organizing, I guess, is however we're gonna work it. And I want it to be not me in charge and pushing stuff, but democracy.
Democracy is always a good thing.
So,
and it's not the first run that you've run of these. These have been running for a wee while now.
This is the fourth one, though the second one got COVID-ed.
As is the technical term.
Yeah. And it has been the first one was supposed to happen in October, I think, and of course COVID as well, so it's all been pushed back, and so it's all the trying to make it a collective thing has also been pushed back.
It's a good, I mean, you've got to start somewhere, and it is a very good place to start. As you said, it's kind of got this thing where it sort of orbits around music at the moment, but you want to move it into the politics a little bit more. Tonight, you can see Baby Teeth, Coffin Club and Dick Move playing, and it's free, which is awesome. And there's also going to be some market stalls and DJs and good bits and pieces, so lots to see when you head along to Whammy Bar.
Yeah, it should be like a little festival, a little party every time.
Cool.
And free because Rudy's have come to the party and they sponsor it. So
awesome.
All the bands get paid, the sound person gets paid, and everyone can come for free and
have a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you say you want it to kind of be something that's like got a bit of a political focus, what's the reason for that, and in what ways do you mean, Justin?
So obviously last year was a bit of a shitter. I don't know if more than normal, but definitely more concentrated.
Yeah.
It had an election in it. It had, COVID. And I think that everyone is becoming a lot more politically aware, but often don't know how to get engaged or what the hell do I do to anything?
Yeah.
And so Whammy has a lot of, downtime where it's empty, and we were trying to work out how best to use it. And so by getting people into music and into the art side, like, encourages people to come in. But we can also then teach you how to organize your workplace,
yeah,
into a union, or, you know, things like that, mutual aid, all that kind of thing. So we want to have talks, you know, you can go along to, and just basically collectivize the shit out of everyone.
Awesome. That is, I mean, the true essence of punk is political, and it has always had these kind of leanings as well. So it's kind of just makes sense, I guess, to have a punk night that's got this embedded into it.
Yeah, well, like, in theory, the people that are coming along already have these kind of ideas and leanings, so to radicalize them further or just empower them is the kind of aim.
Totally. And it's, I mean, one thing that we've really learned over the last year is community is everything, isn't it? And
yeah.
So having spaces where you can come and hang out, meet other people who've got the same ideas as you, and kind of connect over music, over art, over, you know, zine making, all that sort of stuff, is super important.
Yeah. And well, because I don't believe art will change people. I think you can have a far-right guy who listens to, you know, I don't know, Dead Kennedys all day, and it's not going to change his perspective on the world.
Mm-hmm.
But bringing those people who already have that and combining it with art, then that, yeah, then
it's
you can do stuff.
It's a powerful thing. Yeah, totally. So what's the kind of rundown tonight? What are people going to expect to see if they head along to Whammy Bar?
So at 8 o'clock is doors, and there will be markets. Which is also, if you're out there and you want to run a stall, you have things, whatever, like, just hit us up and we'll see what we can do.
What's the best way to hit you up? Through Facebook?
Facebook. So yeah. There is a Sweet Treats Punks group, and you can just contact us all through there, join that. Yeah. So there'll be markets and a DJ, and then 8:30 Coffin Club kicks off, and then Baby Teeth, and then Dick Move. So.
Awesome. It's a really cool one. And you guys have had a big year, Dick Move, despite all of the craziness of 2020. You've managed to slot in some tours, release a record, do all that. What's up on the cards for 2021?
So we're starting to record again.
Awesome.
Because we've got a bunch of new songs. So that'll sort of happen slowly with Peter. And then next month is pretty busy, and we've got like some festivals to play and various other stuff. Yeah, so and planning more things, you know, because Harriet's also in the noise, we have to, you know, work around that, but that's because they're obviously doing a whole lot of stuff as well. She's a very busy lady. But yeah, we've got lots of stuff coming up. So
awesome.
Yeah.
A very exciting year. Well, we look forward to seeing what happens, and look forward to tonight as well. Sweet Treats Punk Night number 4 at Whammy Bar, and it's free. Baby Teeth, Coffin Club, and Dick Move. Come down early, but first band on at 8:30.
Yes.
Sounds mint. All right, let's have ladies' night. Thank you so much, Justin, for coming in. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.